Killer Heels by Sasha Black. Read by Jane Copeland. Their bodies lie intertwined in the cold moonlight. Tatiana opens her eyelids and gently rises up on one elbow, gazing down at her naked young lover. In the hard light, the girl's pale skin looks like a porcelain doll. Tatiana leans closer and breathes in her delicious scent. Her chest heaves as her lips curl open into a snarl. She licks her lover hard, like a starved animal lusting for a long-awaited meal. The girl awakens. Momentarily confused, she pauses at the sight of Tatiana, now straddling her and towering above. Tatiana does not pause. She lunges, pinning her partner to the bed. They fuck. Hard. Fast. Violently. Water trickles down Tatiana's face. The unforgiving light of the bathroom reveals her full features. A woman of perhaps 40, arresting in her beauty and strikingly angular, almost masculine. She smiles to herself, lost in distant memories as she showers the lovemaking from her body. Her hands glide across her skin. Even the act of showering is one of sensual touch to her. Her young lover, now toweling off her hair, watches Tatiana. She cannot pull her gaze from the woman who just consumed her. While 20 years her senior, she still appears to be perfect. So slender, so pert. She wonders what memories lie behind that enigmatic smile on her older lover's face. Wistfully, she imagines that maybe Tatiana is remembering their lovemaking. But she senses that Tatiana is not even aware of her, let alone remembering their night together. The glass door swings open, and Tatiana steps onto the cold tiles. She glides toward the girl, who instinctively breathes in deeply, wanting to feel her touch, wanting again to be consumed utterly by this creature. The drawer is magnetic. Tatiana kisses the girl tenderly but quickly. "Go," she whispers. Spinning on her heel, Tatiana dries her hands. She holds them out and looks closely. They look strong, like the hands of someone who has worked hard all their life. Her brow furrows. Has the change begun already? Surely not so soon. A sudden twinge of pain in her back confirms her fears. The girl watches the imposing, naked figure of Tatiana from behind. "Will I see you again?" she dares to ask. Without speaking, Tatiana returns to drying her hands. The girl watches Tatiana dry herself. She can clearly see the powerful muscles in Tatiana's shoulders and back as they move under her skin. Something else is unusual. The faint outline of a mirror, now long gone, hangs above the sink. Tatiana pauses, tilting her head to see if the girl is still present. In a deeper than expected and gruff voice, Tatiana growls at her, "Go!" Sensing sudden and unexpected danger, the girl backs out, grabbing her clothes as she leaves. Tatiana closes her eyes and breathes deeply. The last rays of sunset cut into the room. Tatiana awakens, her lithe and naked body moving slowly, aroused by the imminent darkness. Eyes still closed, her strong fingers slowly reach down her tummy, her other hand gently massaging her stiffening nipples. Maneuvering herself and opening her legs so that she can have better access and comfort for this waking ritual, she begins to breathe more deeply. Her fingers slide inside her panties, down and... Her eyes snap open, her pleasure replaced by immediate anxiety. Yes, the change has definitely begun. Tatiana stands in her black underwear, her hands touching her body. She slips on black nylon stockings, a charcoal grey miniskirt, and crimson-red jacket. The cupboard doors swing open to reveal shelf after shelf of shoes, almost every pair at towering high heels. She knows exactly what she is after and reaches for her favorite black Christian Louboutin 6-inch stilettos. Oh my, how she feels every inch a woman when wearing these shoes. She slips her foot into the first, but it's tight. It won't even fit. Fuck, she spits out under her breath. She reaches back into the cupboard, to the bottom right corner, and pulls out a pair of black patent flats, looking at them in disdain. Tatiana sits in a confessional. She examines the familiar old wooden panels as she draws hard and deep on her cigarette. The door opens, and an old priest sits down inside. Neither speak for a moment.
No high heels this time, Tatiana? Left it a little late again?
He glances at his watch.
Has the change begun already for you?
Tatiana breathes in her cigarette deeply, before blowing the smoke defiantly from her scarlet lips at the priest. He does not cough or splutter. He just smiles.
Well, to business then, yes.
The priest produces a contract and passes it to Tatiana. She notices his hands, filthy and ingrained with dirt. He points to the bottom of the papers.
Sign here and here.
Tatiana pauses.
12 sols for me, for 12 months of being Tatiana for you.
The priest feigns concern.
Unless you are done with being Tatiana.
A long pause.
No,
she whispers, in deep masculine tones. The priest leans in, and Tatiana can sense the warmth and stench of decay.
You can always default on your end of the deal, and come with me.
Leaning back as far as she can, Tatiana signs quickly. The priest cackles as he takes the contract back.
The lengths a girl will go to. Still, you do look divine.
Music throbs. A pulsating sea of bodies move in unison to the music. Women kiss in the shadows, their hands reaching down to tease sweaty ecstasy from their partners. Tatiana stands at the bar. In sharp contrast, she is totally still, her face in shadow as she surveys the throng of nearly all women dancers. One dancer locks eye contact with Tatiana. Young and sparkly, she smiles knowingly as she is pulled back and forth by the beat of the crowd. She dances over to Tatiana and pulls her out from the shadows. Tatiana's black hair scraped back over her skull, her makeup heavier than ever, her cheekbones more pronounced. She looks like she is trying too hard tonight. The girl smiles. Tatiana knows the look. Drunk, high, ready to fuck. Perfect. Tatiana stands over the sink in her bathroom. A sudden yet familiar pain shoots down her spine, accompanied by the sound of cracking bone. She bites her hand hard to avoid screaming in pain. In the bedroom, the girl has stripped to her underwear and sits on the bed. Opening the top drawer, she finds a strap-on dildo. She eyes it and grins. The bathroom door opens, and Tatiana steps out. The girl stands, and carrying the dildo, walks to Tatiana.
Look what I found, dirty slut.
She smiles.
Will you fuck me with it tonight?
Tatiana snatches the girl and pulls her close, kissing her passionately. The moment escalates rapidly, and the girl drops the dildo to the floor, overcome by Tatiana's embrace. Their crotches grind. The girl pauses and pulls back, her eyes wide, surprised at the sensation.
Oh, someone is not who she is supposed to be, is she?
The girl whispers. Her fingers fumble up Tatiana's tartan miniskirt.
Trick with a dick?
She smiles wickedly.
Me like.
She drops to her knees and pulls Tatiana's panties to one side to reveal her cock, immediately consuming it, sliding back and forth. Tatiana feels another crunch down her spine. She looks at her hands, which also crack and snap as they get larger, her forearm muscles getting bigger. She grasps the doorway, a mixture of agony from her bodily transformation and ecstasy from her blowjob. Another wave of agony. The girl's eyes widen as she takes a breath.
Baby, you just got bigger. You got huge.
Tatiana pulls her up, and the girl clambers on top of her and couples up, feeling Tatiana deep inside. They fall onto the bed, and Tatiana begins to slide back and forth. The sensation is familiar, yet strange at the same time. The rhythm gets faster. More cracks as Tatiana grows stronger, her face subtly changing to more masculine features. The pace increases, the two writhing. Faster, faster, faster still they fuck. Feeling herself climaxing, Tatiana locks eyes with the girl, who is lost in the sexual fever. Tatiana whispers, "I'm sorry," as she produces a 6-inch silver blade and in one single motion cuts the girl's throat. Tatiana climaxes and wails as she is drenched in a fountain of hot, sticky blood. The girl, her eyes imploring, can only look on as Tatiana falls back down and pins her to the bed. As the blood squirts, she continues to thrust every single orgasmic moment from herself and into the girl. Tatiana is once more racked by agony as her body begins to transform. Her angular features rounding, her broad shoulders shrinking, her hips widening. Silence, save for heavy breathing. Tatiana pushes the body from the bed. It lands with a wet thump on the tiled floor. Looking at the ceiling, she stabilizes her emotions. She has the body and demeanor of a 17-year-old, her lips filled and reddened, her cheeks full and rosy, and her eyes. They pierce the soul with the promise of unspeakable pleasures. She isn't just beautiful. She is impossibly feminine. She breaks down and weeps uncontrollably. She looks down to her side to see just the ankle and foot of the lifeless body. Her breathing slows as she gets a grip on her emotions. Calmness. Lying in her crimson bed of blood, Tatiana runs her fingers down her bloodied body. She moves over her engorged nipples and breasts, her taut tummy, down to her warm, wet and waiting lips. She enters herself with her fingers and begins to rub back and forth. She brings herself to climax. Her breathing slows, and she smiles.
The lengths a girl will go to, she muses.